Yo, you're listening to Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, and during today's show, we gave out hourly winning words for our 10K a day giveaway. Hopefully you heard them and you entered. Remember to keep listening every day, every hour for your chance to hear the hour's winning word. Just remember, you have to enter before 1 p.m. Eastern. Thanks for listening. Good luck. And you get that cash. You get those bands. You get that Skrilla. You get that. Give me the loot. Give me the loot.
Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80, ESPNU.
Even though I don't even know what they're saying sometimes. Yeah. It's like,
it sounds
official.
Just
sounds better than the other stuff. Yeah. I hate to say it.
Yeah, it's true.
And if I need an interpreter, I'll ask.
Hey, yeah, right. Back in the day, it sounded good too. This sounds good too, man. Why front?
It sounds better.
In the day, though, you can rewind the tape. You can write down the words. This one just feels like it's fast. You can't hear
Jay, I have mixtapes I used to make by taping off the radio as a kid.
Oh, yeah.
Key. Then the button would snap, right? So I'd have to hold it down. So you'd hear little like gaps in the thing. Yeah, Melly Mel. I own a yacht. Gold, because rap is control. I mean, the beat would drop out. I'd be like, on my mixtape. Because the little play button or the record button would snap, man. It's hard to hold it down for a whole song.
Some of the stuff that's out there now, though. God bless them. It's just, you know, it's like, man, the beats and stuff sound good. So I don't really care about the lyrics.
Well, what are they saying? Because I wouldn't know.
I have to ask my kids every now and then.
Gotta Google it.
What is that? You know, they said this. I'm like, how did you know that's what they said?
Yeah, it's two layers of interpretation. First, you got to hear what they're saying. Then, what does that mean? All right. By the way, in 10 minutes, not even 10 minutes, Jake.
What's up,
Jake?
Today's not hump day. Today's money giveaway day.
Oh.
Wow, today's, I see what you did.
Yeah, man. Think about it. Wednesdays, you're like, ugh. Oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm. Middle of the week.
I always say ugh on Wednesdays.
Can Thursday? I almost said something else. And I,
yeah, good catch.
Stop it. Good catch. And it's like, ah, can't wait for Thursday to get. And look at us. Now we're showing this picture of $10,000 on TV. We're giving away $2,500 a day, Max.
Yep.
I'm sorry. An
hour.
An hour. An
we're
hour,
on four better. Hours a day, 5 days a week. Do the math. A 10K a day giveaway. In 1 week, on the week, we're giving away 50 G's a week.
And if you're lucky and you enter the contest every single hour, and you might just get lucky and get 10 G's a day. See, I'll come in every hour as many times as I can until this thing is over on December 7th and see how much I can get.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
You're bound to hit.
That's
you're
right.
I already texted the winning word in. I already know what the winning word is for the hour. I texted in already.
You can't win.
Why not? They don't know my number.
I don't know. There's a movie called Real Genius.
You have a burner.
Where they were like, there was one genius guy who was like, he won 60 to 42% of all the prizes in some sweepstakes, right? Because he entered so many times. That's what I want to do. I want to win 42% of all the prizes. That's right.
It's Max.
So what about Max? Oh, the genius part. I get it. Thank you, Key. That's very kind. Jerry Jones responds to Stephen A. Smith.
Why is everybody responding to everybody on their shows?
Well, it's good. It's what we want.
Please.
We don't really do anything. They do all the work, and then we talk about it, and they respond to us. We're like, jackpot.
As soon as you say, the lights in the stadium went out, somebody's going to respond.
Why is that guy on TV?
Why is he talking about my stadium? My lights are still on. You know, it's like, jeez. Relax.
Well, Stephen A. said Dak Prescott is the weak link in Dallas. Why don't you listen? This is First Take from Monday.
One could easily argue that when you look at the Dallas Cowboys, Dak Prescott is the weak link. What we have been lamenting is whether or not Dak Prescott can be that dude when it really, really counts, because we're still waiting after all of these years. You just brought up Cooper Rush.
Right.
All right. And how his QBR is 10 points higher in the same amount of games. That's an indictment when you're a star quarterback who's got paid $95 million over the last 2 years.
Now, Stephen A. phrased that in the passive voice. He said, one could easily argue. I don't know that he is saying that that is necessarily true. I don't even know if you could really argue that Dak is the weak link. The only way to do that, I think, would be to say every other facet of the team is stronger than Dak, or he's going to prevent you from winning.
Now, you have to realize that Stephen A. said what he said, like you said, Max. One could argue. But what happens in these situations is somebody saw that, so when it was time to talk to Jerry, here's what Stephen A. said with their little pen and whatever. He said, Dak is a weak link.
Right.
And then I'm weak link sure is, yeah. Jerry Jones didn't see First Take from beginning to end to know exactly what Stephen A. was saying.
Yeah.
Now, Stephen A. One could argue, but that argument would fall on deaf ears because he's so far from the weak link of the team.
Right.
He's so far from it.
About how you phrase something else. So one could argue implies that he's arguing it.
Yes, it seems to me that the implication is it's an argument he would consider.
Yes,
he doesn't know if it's a winning argument, but it has merit.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
It has merit that I can swim in the ocean. I can't. Okay?
Yes, you can.
I
mean, you just don't know.
Well, whatever. But
I'm sending someone over to teach you how to swim. It's enough with this already.
He's not the weak link of the Dallas Cowboys. Dallas Cowboys, first of all, if it's my eyes and what I've seen, the Green Bay Packers game was on Kellen Moore for dropping Dak back as much as he was and doing those sort of things and not letting Tony Pollard run the football the way that they did the week before and the week before that and the week before that.
Jerry Jones on 105.3 The Fan responded to the idea that Dak is the weak link on the Cowboys. Listen to this.
The strength that I look at of our chance to win a championship is Dak and his leadership at that position. But because he plays that position, let me say it that way. And so I would not, and he didn't expect me to, I'm sure, but I don't think that's accurate. Dak brings us the separator. Does that mean that Dak's going to win every game or make every comeback or every key situation? You can answer that one. Of course not. But by the same token, if you were constructing the possibility of competing for a Super Bowl, I would start on this team. I would start right there with Dak. He's that integral to us really being able to have the year we want to have.
So Stephen A's argument was wrong. You know, one could lament. No, I'm going to lament. You know why Dak is going to be the reason, whether they do or whether they don't? Because the media wants it to be that way. That's the way it's going to be. When the media fixates on something and
he's
the
quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys.
Agreed. You're only helping my point, Max. Like they are a target.
But in this day and age, the quarterback more important than ever before, right?
I'm not saying
how could it not be?
You're taking a stance that I'm saying it's wrong of the media to do that. I'm not saying that it's wrong or it's right. I'm saying that's what the media has chosen to do. It's just.
But is it wrong or right from your own?
Well,
the way Stephen A. said,
but
one could easily argue. Are you saying it's wrong or right?
But I'm arguing that it's regardless of whether it's he does well or he doesn't. Like people are going to make it his fault. He has to live with that. That's what comes along with the responsibility of being the quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys.
100%. But do you think it would be his fault? You personally?
We blame everything on the quarterback.
You keep making it about what we do.
But you
I'm
want me to say
you?
Because I'm going to say, well, it depends upon the game. It depends upon what happens. But I'm trying to tell you.
But you earlier today, the reason I bring it up, Jay, is you earlier today.
You know what I'm saying, Key?
You earlier today said that Coach K took you aside after your freshman year where you kept running into screens.
Of course.
And he said at a certain point, he asked you why you ran into a screen going over tape. And you said, well, the guy didn't communicate. And he's like, enough already with the community. Just take ownership. No more running into screens, right? That's what I'm saying. And Coach, that's a real thing Coach K told you. Did you run into more screens after that?
No.
Okay. At a certain point, you brought that up as it applied to Dak. Like, no more excuses. You've been in the league 7 years.
Well, there is no more excuses. I'm not saying not. If he doesn't play well, but if he plays out of his mind and the defense makes a mistake at the end, they lose. Like, you can't
still
put that on.
It's still going to be him.
Maybe it will be.
No, it will be.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's my point. The media is going to make it that way, regardless.
But if Coach K said to you was true and it worked, then when Key, you just said it will be on him, at a certain point, you got to figure it out. You got
to
figure it out.
But when if it's out of your control, Max?
But there were a lot of moments leading up to that were in your control.
But when if he plays out of his ass? When if he throws for over 450 yards, and he has an incredible game offensively, and the defense just happens to give up a field goal at the end, and they lose.
That would be different.
Okay,
I don't think you can blame Josh Allen for losing to Patrick
Mahomes.
It's
still Josh Allen's fault that they lost.
Well, no, here's this.
After
a time, you would say, Josh Allen, you've been in the league 7 years. At some point, so Jay, Dak's already used up all the goodwill about that, and now he's got to actually do it, whether it's his fault or not, right?
It's a couple of things. He's in the danger zone of falling into the Danny White, Tony Romo, successful quarterbacks, but never could get it to where it needed to be for the Dallas Cowboys. He's falling into that because when you think of Dallas Cowboy quarterbacks, there's really only two names you really think of.
Right. Aikman.
And Roger Staubach.
Because
they were able to get the championships.
Right.
He has to get them to that level based on a number of things, based on him being in the lead as a long tenure guy based on the amount of money that they've given him and based on major expectations for the Dallas Cowboys quarterback.
But you know what?
He has to, or else people will continue to throw darts at him. There was a guy once upon a time that threw darts at a point guard in an NBA that always, he's got to do it. I need to see him do it. I need, even though the guy done did it a million times, I need to see it. Finally, he did it. Stephen Curry.
Yeah.
He's in that same sort of, huh?
There's a guy.
Yeah, that's right.
There was a guy.
I correctly identified the whole story, and everyone said, you're crazy. And then everyone got on board and said, oh, yeah, now he's won the finals MVP.
Well,
it is different
now. You were
a
little crazy, but yeah.
I was 100%
right. He's sort of in that same, you got to do it. Even though Steph had done it, people wanted to see him do it by himself. Because if he didn't do it by himself, he was going to get ridiculed. But then when he went out there and kind of willed his team to victory, everybody's like, yeah, he finally did it. Well, he had already done it.
But, Key, you bring up Staubach and Aikman. And those guys in their day were A's. They were top five players at the position, right? General consensus. And some years better than that. Dak Prescott is just like Tony Romo. You mentioned Romo and Danny. Tony Romo was a B+, good player. Right, but no one ever said he's one of the top five players in the league, and well, that's Dak Prescott. Same thing.
Because he hadn't gotten there. If Tony had gotten to the Super Bowl and won the Super Bowl,
then it'd be different.
He would have been.
But I think those two things may be related.
The story would have been told differently.
Hey, listen. You know who we have on the phone right now? Last time the Cowboys were great, and we're going to get to that in a second.
KJ and Max 10K giveaway.
So here's the word of the hour, okay? The winning word is, you text this word to 777-000, you enter for your chance to win $2,500, swagger, S-W-A-G-G-E-R, swagger. Text it to 777-000, 777-000, enter for your chance to win. We'll do it every weekday from now until the end of the show, December 7th, $2,500 an hour. No purchase necessary, ends December 7th, 2022. See a complete official rules at ESPNradio.com/contest. And now, I mean, you want to know, remember the Red Sox had the curse of the Bambino and they weren't going to win until, well, Jimmy Johnson had a team that was dominating the NFL like few teams ever had. And then Barry Switzer won 1 year with Jimmy Johnson's players, and the Cowboys haven't sniffed a championship since then. And right now on the line, we have Pro Football Hall of Fame coach, the great 2-time Super Bowl champion and 1990 NFL Coach of the Year, author of the new book, Swagger, which is the winning word of the hour, the great Jimmy Johnson, ladies and gentlemen. Morning, Coach.
Max, how are you doing? And how's my man Key doing?
How you doing there, Coach, man? It's been a long time.
I know it.
Oh, man, I was so, you know, I met Jimmy my junior year going into my senior year of college. And just took me under his wing, thought he was going to have a chance to draft me, but that didn't work out the way that they wanted it to, and I had to play against him when he was coaching in Miami. But I can tell you right now, boy, if I'd had a chance to play with him, we'd have a different conversation.
We'd be talking about those rings on your fingers.
Oh, yeah. Not one, but multiple rings for sure.
Yeah, I mean, listen, the curse of the Cowboys right now. Jimmy Johnson, like, could you imagine Jimmy Johnson not being in a ring of honor for a team?
Well, that's personal.
How is that even possible? But that's the franchise's curse. Forget about Dak Prescott, Coach. That's the whole problem with the franchise. They got to, you know, the football gods are punishing the team. What do you think about the Cowboys after that loss, Coach?
Well, I was disappointed. I actually thought, you know, in fact, we have a pick segment on Fox NFL Sunday, and I picked them to win by 10. But, you know, the two interceptions, you know, there in the first half really hurt him. And CeeDee Lamb, you know, and Key will tell you this, you know, he shouldn't have gone behind the safety, should have gone in front of the safety. And, of course, Dak, you know, the interception down the goal line, you know, that was disappointing there. But, you know, even with the 14-point lead later on, I still thought they were going to win it. But, you know, Green Bay has a knack of coming back against the Cowboys.
You know, Jimmy, you've been in this hot seat in Dallas, obviously. You turned things around. You gave up the Herschel Walker deal, which was probably the best thing ever in the history of football.
The smartest trade of
all
time.
Yeah, all times. Yeah. You, as they say, you fleeced the Minnesota Vikings on that one. But you've been the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys, and you know the pressure of coaching in Dallas, and, you know, you certainly won championships there. You followed the legendary Tom Landry, and now you look at Mike McCarthy in this situation. How much pressure and confidence do you have in Mike McCarthy moving forward?
You know, I like Mike. You know, Mike was down here in the Keys. We visited. I think he's an outstanding football coach. And he's got a good staff, you know, with Dan Quinn doing a great job, you know, defensively. They got to shore up against the run. But, you know, I just thought this was a year that they could make a run at it. I've said it a week ago. I said it may be the best Cowboy team I've seen in a long time. But, you know, they've got to take care of some little things. They got to get fewer penalties, and they got to protect the ball. And maybe when Zeke, you know, gets back in the lineup, when they got the combination of Pollard and Ezekiel in there running the football, that'll take a little bit of pressure off of Dak, because Dak can't carry the football team. He's got to have a good supporting cast.
Jimmy Johnson, Pro Football Hall of Fame head coach, joining us here, author of the new book, Swagger, joining us on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Jimmy, if for some reason the Cowboys lose in the first round this year, with the looming effect of Sean Payton and names like Dan Quinn that's getting paid like a head coach as a DC, do you think there will be a change as a head coach if they don't live up to expectations, considering that even you just said this may be the best team that Dak Prescott has been on in his tenure with the Cowboys?
Well, I can't speculate, you know, on what's going to happen down the road. I think we got to let this season play out. I said a week ago I wasn't as sold on Philadelphia as what everybody else was. You know, their style of offense, you know, is once you get accustomed to it, you're going to play a little. You know, you're going to play it better. And then they turned the ball over here the other night, and so you know that put them in a hole. I think it's still a good race with the Cowboys and with Philadelphia. And, hey, no one would have ever expected it. But, hey, I don't count out Washington and New York. They're both playing better.
You know, Jimmy, in your day in coaching it in Dallas, you had Kevin Williams, you had Alvin Harper, you had Novacek, but you also had the playmaker. And the playmaker was the heart and soul of the offense and of that teams that won those Super Bowls. When you look at the Dallas Cowboys, they don't have Amari Cooper anymore. They got Michael Gallup, who's coming back off an ACL, and they also got CeeDee Lamb that you just mentioned again. Should have crossed face, didn't cross face, therefore it was an interception. Should they go after OBJ that's sitting out here waiting to get signed by somebody?
Keyshawn, I've got mixed feelings on that. I think they can get some help at receiver. And, you know, I was disappointed Amari Cooper, you know, left. Now, I know that he missed some games, and they were disappointed about that. But he was the best route runner they had. And, you know, as far as OBJ, you know, coming off of a couple of, you know, knee injuries like he's had, and plus he's not in fantastic shape right now. You know, a lot of times a guy come back off of an injury, off of a long layoff, he'll play a week, and then the next week he's you know, got a pulled hamstring. He's not in football shape. And so I've got mixed feelings. Now, if he is 100% healthy and 100% ready to go, without question, he could help their football team.
So talking to the great Jimmy Johnson here on Keyshawn, J. Willimax, ESPN Radio, author of the new book Swagger, which is also our winning word of the hour. You text Swagger, Jimmy Johnson's book title, Swagger, Swagger, to 777-000. You enter for your chance to win $2,500 every hour we're doing this. Coach, I'm not putting him in the Hall of Fame yet, but I look at Micah Parsons, and growing up watching LT, he reminds me more at this stage in his career of LT than anyone I've seen since LT. Is that crazy for me to say? Is there anyone else who jumps to mind for you that's more like LT a year and a half into his career than this guy?
I don't disagree with you, but I think he's still got a long way to go. You know, he didn't have a great game against Green Bay, but one of the problems is he is so good and he is so dominant. They're moving him all over the place, which is good because now teams can't zero in on him. LT was over on that right side, you know, and he's rushing, you know, that passer. You know, Micah Parsons, a lot of times he was off the line of scrimmage as a regular linebacker. You know, sometimes he's inside, sometimes he's on right side, sometimes he's, you know, left side. I think that takes away from some of his performance. But as far as an athlete and as far as a playmaker, hey, I'll put him up there with anybody. In fact, I said I think he was the most impactful player this is prior to the Green Bay game, the most impactful player in the game today that's not a quarterback.
Yeah, I totally. A lot of times he's the best player on the field, either side of the ball, even if you include the quarterback. He's crazy.
Coach, we've been in this media for a long time together. You've been at Fox, I've been at ESPN, and you know, we've had our opinions about different players and different things, and sometimes these players out there in the world don't hear the correct thing. They hear what they want to hear, and they get a little sensitive about the way we view things from a long lens and high above. What's your view of Tua down in Miami right now? Is he a top five quarterback in the National Football League?
Key, I don't know if he's a top five guy. Chris Greer, the general manager down there I've spent some time with for the last couple of years, did a great job of bringing in talent and supporting cast. And I don't care how great a quarterback is, if it's Tom Brady or Troy Aikman or Tua or who have you, he's got to have the right supporting cast. And, you know, bringing in Tyreek Hill and having Waddle, you know, having, you know, Gesicki, you know, the tight end, bringing in Armstead at left tackle to protect him. All of a sudden, you know, 2 years ago, people were saying Tua might be a bust. And now he's got the right supporting cast, and they're saying, hey, maybe he's MVP. And so the supporting cast is so important in this game. If I don't think Tua can carry a football team if he's got a if he just got a so-so supporting cast. But the supporting cast right now is elite in Miami.
That's right on the money. Who could argue with that?
Yeah, Coach, before we let you get out of here, tell us about your book, Swagger, and what made you write it, and tell us all about it and what's inside of it.
Well, there was two things. First of all, Dave Hyde came to me, and he said, listen, you've got so many – over the years, I've had general managers. I've had half a dozen owners. I've had, I bet you, 30 or 40 coaches come down. And some of them, not even football people. R.C. Buford, San Antonio Spurs, the general manager, he's been down twice. Belichick comes down almost every year. They said, you know, you got to write the story. You know, people are interested in what you talk about as far as evaluating talent and, you know, on and on, building a team. And so that's part of the reason I wrote the book. The other reason is I wanted to send an apology to my family, because the whole time my sons were growing, I never saw either one of them play football. They both played. And I always felt like I had to outwork the opponent. I had to, you know, be trying to win a championship or win in a football game. And so it was a little bit of an apology to my family for not being there. And my youngest son, Chad, struggled with alcoholism, and now he's done super fantastic. He's got an abuse and alcohol center there in St. Petersburg. He's opening up another one in Austin, and he is in great shape. My family situation is fantastic. So it's a little bit about what I talk to coaches and general managers about, but it also is a little bit of the struggles and the sacrifices that we went through to win those championships.
It's a real thing. I don't know how people who achieve on Jimmy Johnson level have the people who can do that and also have normal family lives. That's like a next level genius. I don't know how it's done.
That's why every time you ask me why don't I get in front office or why don't I coach.
Max, you know, I think anybody that's super successful, a CEO of a company, yeah, the people that I visit with, hey, they don't put in a 40-hour week. Oh. You know, they had to sacrifice and have struggles if they're going to be successful.
Yeah, I don't know. If someone has the answer to how to do that, it's beyond me. That is the great Jimmy Johnson, Pro Football Hall of Fame head coach, author of the new book, Swagger. Go pick it up, Swagger, which – look at that. It's also our winning word of the hour. You can text that to 777-000 and win $2,500.
Next time I come down to the Florida Keys, Coach, I'm going to make sure to look you up.
Okay, I'll take you fishing, Key.
Yes, sir.
Thanks, Coach.
All right. Enjoyed it. Good talking with you guys.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. We're ready to play Contenders. Are they contenders? If they are, you swipe right to agree. You swipe left to disagree. You swipe up to really agree. Shannon, take it away.
All right. We were just talking about the Dallas Cowboys with Hall of Fame coach Jimmy Johnson, so that's where we're going to start.
Yeah.
Key, Dallas Cowboys at 6-3. Are they contenders?
I'm swiping right.
Swipe right.
Of course they're contenders. Well, I mean, they just got to fix some things on the defensive side of the ball, stop it and run. And just play football. Get back to doing the things that you do best, and I think they'll be fine down the stretch.
I'm swiping up, man.
I'm swiping up.
Like it's time. Like, we talk about this being the best team. Keyshawn said it. Jimmy Johnson was just on our show saying, talent-wise, this has been the best crew ever assembled around Dak Prescott. That means expectation is to win a Super Bowl.
What's his name?
What? Dak Prescott.
There you go.
What? Man, you don't mess up on names. It's okay.
Yeah. Jay's got one eye closed,
Dak
one eye half
Prescott.
Open.
Dak.
Oh, how old is the newborn, by the way, now?
Who knows?
Who knows?
I don't know anymore.
All the days
she's
running
alive. She's
other.
Breathing. We're good.
That's it. All right. Is Dallas Cowboys? Yeah, I'm swiping right. They're contenders.
Swipe right.
All right. The next team on the list, Key, the New York Giants at 7-2. Are they contenders? What are you doing here?
Are we playing Sade?
I'm going to swipe right.
Swipe right.
I think they are contenders. They have one thing that I always say that's portable. You have a running back in Saquon Barkley who can certainly tote the pill when healthy. You have a quarterback that's doing his best acting job as Eli Manning, not, you know, turning the ball over, just doing what he does. And the defense is playing solid and sound. So they are contenders. They're 7-2 for a damn reason.
Man, I can't even talk about sports right now.
This is in the
background. This is about to make me like, ooh. Put the fur covers down on the couch, Max. Just get Key's chapstick.
Fur. Damn. That tells you what Jay's working with.
He just wanted to be comfortable.
Wealth.
He wanted to be comfortable. Nah, everybody, Yates got some furs. Don't sleep on it. James got furs and Pat got furs too.
Why'd you want synthetic though? It ain't official. You know what I mean?
I'm swiping left on the Giants, man.
Swipe left.
Look, I love what the Giants are doing. I have appreciation. Once again, my expectations, they get to the playoffs. That's incredible. I'm not putting expectations on them that they are contenders for the Super Bowl.
I'm with Jay. The reason I'm swiping left is when you say contenders, you mean this team can win the Super Bowl this year. I don't see it. Not because they're not heading in the right direction, they're way ahead of schedule, but because they don't have a receiver. The best receiver is their running back, right? Like, they don't have a receiver. Galladay, my goodness, cannot hold on to the ball when he is on the field. It's a mess.
Hold on to it. He can't catch it.
Can't even catch it.
Hold on. He got to catch it first to hold on to it.
Yeah, well, that was Gettleman's, like, this is my finishing touch on my masterpiece. I'm going to give the money to Galladay. Now we're ready to take off.
He wasn't bad in Detroit. I just don't know what happened.
But anyway, so I got to swipe left.
All right, the next team on the list, Key, the Minnesota Vikings at 8-1. Are they contenders?
I would swipe up for them.
Swipe up.
This is one
Super
of those
light.
Teams that they just keep winning no matter what the obstacles are stacked up against them, whether it's, oh, they're going to lose to Buffalo. Oh, no, they're not going to lose to Buffalo. It happens that way. Teams do that. You look at Cincinnati a year ago. Cincinnati should have lost to the Raiders in the playoffs. What did they do? Backdoor to the Super Bowl. And they could have won the Super Bowl, according to Max and many other people, if Aaron Donald didn't sack Joe Burrow at the end of the game.
Two consecutive plays he made.
I mean, you know, according to
Stop the run and stop the pass, man.
I'll swipe right.
I'll swipe right. I'm a real believer that they are going to get there. I still question, you know, some of those really close games going the other direction, but they are bona fide contenders. I mean, their record speaks about it.
Yeah, they're contenders, and I think Kirk Cousins is good enough to win a Super Bowl. And so when you got Justin Jefferson especially, like, you know, a Kirk Cousins level guy, like Eli Manning needed your cousin to make an incredible play to win. And needed Plaxico Burress and guys like that. And Kirk Cousins needs that. And I'm not saying he's Eli Manning. Let's see him do it under pressure. But he's right at the mark you need for a quarterback to win the Super Bowl. So I got to swipe right.
All right, Key. The New York Jets at 6-3. Are they contenders? Well, you got the Jets.
I'm going to have to swipe left.
Swipe left.
And it's not that I don't believe in all that sort of stuff. I think they're a good football team. They're ahead of schedule. There's just too much concern for me with this quarterback. I don't know enough about him to really put them in the category of being able to compete in the AFC. They got a young defense. They're going to be around for a long time with Sauce Gardner and company and Quentin Williams in the middle, and they get Breece Hall back a year from now, and we know what Garrett Wilson is all about. So I just don't know about the quarterback, so I got to go left.
Yeah, I'm going to swipe left too.
Swipe
just
left.
Like Key. Teams that we're going to swipe right for or swipe up for means that we believe in the quarterback to make plays down the stretch. I think the lack of experience makes me swipe left for the Jets and Zach Wilson right now.
Yeah, I'm swiping left for the same reason.
What's next, left, Shannon?
All right, the last team on the list here on contenders, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They're at 500, 5-5. Key, we got the Tampa Bay Bucs. Are they contenders?
Am I swiping up? Yeah, ain't that what you do, Jay, on that thing?
You swipe up. Super light.
Yeah, they're legit, man. It's the old dude, man. The old dude knows what he's doing. He's got the stress out of his brain as of now, it seems like, and they started playing better once he made that announcement. I don't know what that means. Once he made the announcement that his divorce was final, all of a sudden they won the next two games.
Looks like he put on a little weight, doesn't it? His face does not look as sucked in. Let's be honest. Okay, it's no big deal. It's hard to eat when you go through emotional stuff.
I haven't looked at his face.
Oh, yeah, you haven't looked at his face when you're staring dead at him at a press conference? You haven't seen his face?
I haven't been at a press conference.
You saw it on TV.
I didn't see his face. Looks the same to me.
He puts up his hand so he can't look at his face.
Looks like he's been eating a lot of avocado.
Yeah. I'll swipe up. I'm just off sheer respect.
Swipe
and sometimes
up. Super like.
Things just fall in the right place. For some guys, greatness, right? The fact that he's in that division, the fact that it gives him time to work through all the things allegedly that have occurred, as we do on this show. It just feels like Tom Brady, he finds a way to get in the tournament.
We wouldn't even be tripping at the end of the year. They win the division, they 10-7.
Yeah,
they win the division, they 10-7, and they in the playoffs. Nobody's going to say anything except, oh, I think Tampa Bay is odds on favorite to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
That's what it's going to be.
100%. I'll swipe right. Because, you know, the interior of the line and all the turnover and injuries and everything like that. And Brady is 45 and he has gone through a lot. But yes, of course they're contenders. All right. That was contenders. See the cleverness of that device, Jay? Contenders.
Yes, I do. You ever been
on
Tinder?
It sounds like contenders, and then we swipe right or left.
You ever go on Tinder?
I wouldn't even know how to get to Tinder. Is it an app? Do you have to download an app?
It's a dating app.
Yeah, it's a dating app. Somebody I know was just yesterday. It's so funny. Somebody I know yesterday was telling me, "Oh man, hook me up with one of your best friends." Yeah, that I said, "You don't want none of my friends, first of all, because I don't need you coming back to me about it didn't go the way it needed to. You're not gonna argue me down." And so what I did is I started Googling. Matchmake and all these different. I started sending them to him and saying, you should go on this and find your lucky guy.
All right. So, a guy who has what, Key? Swagger, perhaps? Is that what they're looking for?
Yeah.
That is the swagger. That's the winning word of the
gotta
hour.
Have that.
Swagger. SWAGGER. Text it to 777-000 and you've entered for your chance to
get your money.
$100.
I had too much swag when I came into the league, Jay. They didn't even know what to do with me.
They had to take some away.
They tried to.
They tried to.
It didn't work. They tried everything. They tried it all.
They put an anti-swagger device on you?
It didn't work. They just accepted it and rolled with it.
The Nets gave up 153 points. What was that, in a week?
What?
Oh, that was in a game? In an ugly blowout loss to the Kings. Kyrie Irving missed his 7th game due to his suspension. When should we expect Kyrie to return? Keyshawn, J. Willimax, ESPN Radio.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Guys, the Nets gave up $153 in a blowout loss to the Kings. It's a blowout loss. It means no overtime. 153 points. That's not easy to do. Kyrie missed his seventh game to suspension. When do we expect him to return, Jay?
Jay, before I ask you that, before you answer that, why would they give up 153 points? Like, what's wrong with them that they
giving up four pointers? What's going on?
Well, they've always. I mean, this is who they were before, right? They were one of the worst defensive teams in the league. So okay. That's always been something that's followed them, with the exception of when Jacques Vaughn took over, and then they played inspired basketball. Essentially.
First several games.
Yeah. See, so the question, though, about Kyrie, here's my problem about it, is that you haven't heard nothing from the organization as it relates to what that timeline is. So originally it was a 5-game suspension.
Yeah.
And then it was, here are all the
criteria qualifications
we need for you to meet, right? And then since then, Kyrie Irving has met with Adam Silver, who's came out, made a comment saying, I do not find Kyrie to be anti-Semitic. Joe Tsai and Clara Tsai, the owner, they've met with Kyrie. They both came out, and Joe then tweeted saying he has not found Kyrie to be anti-Semitic.
So it's over.
But it's not, because he still said in a tweet later, there's still more work for Kyrie to do. So Jaylen Brown has came out and talked about this, running the players union, pretty much asking, like, well, player association saying, well, what's the criteria? What else does he have to do? Why being so vague? And that's the problem you have with it. There's no timeline. Nobody knows.
It seems to me that until this last round of meetings where he met with Adam Silver and Adam Silver was satisfied. And by the way,
was that one of the criteria? I don't remember.
Well,
it was so
long
ago.
But the point is, like, he was not convincing people behind closed doors until recently. They were apparently having very bad experiences with him behind closed doors. So I don't know what came out of that.
Well, they hadn't met with him.
Yeah, I was about to say they haven't met with him.
Joe Tsai did. He had conversations with Kyrie that...
No, Joe Tsai, he didn't return Joe Tsai's phone calls.
Well, maybe that was it. I'm pretty sure they didn't have any meetings.
That was their first meeting in person.
I stand corrected in that case. Well, but that in itself is a problem. If the boss is calling,
I don't think
it.
I don't think they ever met initially the first time.
No.
But this was not one of the criteria to meet with the commissioner?
Nope. Criteria came about from Joe Tsai and the Nets about what he had to do.
No, I understand that, but yeah. was one of those six.
You meet with Adam Silver?
What did I say? Yeah, Adam Silver.
Yeah, it was like five.
I didn't say Roger Goodell, yeah. I know. Yeah, Adam Silver, but was that one of the five? So he just met with them as a commissioner. Hey, you're suspended. We're going to meet, da-da-da. So he hasn't hit any of those boxes so far that we know of.
And there are probably too many boxes, but let me say this real quick.
Or six.
You can harbor anti-Semitic or racist or sexist or any kind of views you want personally, and that really shouldn't disqualify you from doing a job, but you can't act on them. And once there's a piece of behavior, for example, amplifying something that is anti-Semitic, then now you've acted on something. Now they want to know, but wait, where are you coming from? Did you do that? Was that incidental to the point you wanted to make, which is pro-black in this case for Kyrie? Or was that really a fundamental part of what you believe. The only reason we're even there is because of the piece of behavior. So they did meet. They're satisfied that he's not anti-Semitic. I took him at his word when he released in writing a statement saying, this is where I'm coming from, because that's all you ever really want to know. Someone says something racist, anti-Semitic, sexist, whatever. You want to know from the person, where are you coming from? And once they satisfy you, look, I'm not coming from a place of hate. I don't hate anybody. I didn't mean it this way. You're good. And it seems to me like the league is good. The checklist was the following. Apologize and condemn the film he promoted. He might, listen, of course he's wrong-headed, but he might like things in that film. To condemn the film wholesale instead of just taking a piece of it and condemning it, I think that's, and I'm Jewish, I think it's a little bit much in America to ask someone to do that. And I know it's a private, you know, we're talking about a business, but still. Make a half million dollar donation to anti-hate causes. I believe he volunteered to do that. Complete sensitivity training. Oy. Complete anti-Semitism training. Okay. Meet with the ADL and Jewish leaders. Meet with team owner Joe Tsai to demonstrate an understanding of the situation. Guys, the real punishment in modern American life for touching a third rail is you got to go to sensitivity training. just the indignity of checking all these boxes. I can see why people are like, get off them already.
Well, it's starting to take a different turn to it now, though. Because now everybody that maybe didn't agree with Kyrie from the beginning, people are starting to back him by saying, well, this is like public castration. Like, what are
it's
you
counterproductive.
What are you doing?
It's counterproductive. I can see as someone who is like, hold on, wait a minute, Kyrie, you're amplifying this message of lies about Jewish people, you know, by the elders of Zion, and you're quoting Adolf Hitler in this piece that you're not, but you're amplifying something that does. I mean, and even I'm like, but guys, if we want people to change the way they think, this is probably counterproductive to that end. I agree with you, Jay. And it's time to move on, as I've said. More KJM next.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.